Michelle Spruce, MICHELLESPRUCE, date of birth 8/9/51, date of service 12/12/2022. This is a procedure. The procedures are intra-articular injection of the left shoulder and intra-articular injection of the right shoulder and the injection of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon of the right shoulder. The medical indications are as follows. The patient was initially injured on 5/25/2022. Despite all the physical therapy and all the treatments, patient still has tremendous amount of pain in her shoulders. She's unable to lift her arm beyond 90 degrees of abduction. It appears that she has some problem in the right and the left shoulder. The MRI for the left shoulder is available. It showed full thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon with a moderate atrophy of the corresponding muscle and tendinitis of subscapularis tendon, mild to moderate fluid in the subacromial subdeltoid bursa, and AC joint hypertrophy, shoulder joint effusion, complex tear of the entire labrum, and intra-articular cartilage loss in glenohumeral joint. The MRI for the right shoulder is not available, but both the shoulders have the same issues that she has a difficult time lifting her arm. An intra-articular injection and injection to the rotator cuff tendons is expected to bring desired result of healing. An MRI for the right shoulder has been ordered. She's seeing Dr. Zoma, N-Z-O-M-A, the orthopedic surgeon, and possibly she'll be going for surgery. This is a temporary stopgap measure for bringing her relief with the pain. Thank you. The procedure for intra-articular injection for the right shoulder with steroid and injection of left shoulder intra-articular are done according to the protocol. Injection of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon of the right shoulder are also done according to the protocol. A dexamethasone with Marcan was given 50% and a bandage was applied. Patient left the office in a stable condition. Thank you.